Hey there. Today on the Big Abilities podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about my new book, why I wrote it, what is inside of it, and how it can help you. So let's get started. Welcome to the Big Abilities podcast. I'm your host, Amy Nielsen. At Big Abilities, we hope to give families the tools they need to help their children with autism, ADHD, and other developmental disabilities overcome their struggles while also focusing on their strengths. Thanks for joining me. Hey there. So today is November 1st, 2019, and my new book, It Takes a Village, Get Your Hands Dirty and Build Yours from the Ground Up, comes out today on Amazon. Right now, it is available as an ebook only, but I am currently working on a paperback version. I will let you know when that one is available. Before I get into what the book is, I want to go back and give you the backstory. If you've listened to any of my podcasts or you've read any of my blogs, you probably know that I have a son who's 4.5 years old and he has ADHD and autism. I remember he was about 18 months old when I saw the first sign that there was a developmental difference between him and his same age peers. And I've spoken about this often. It was literally one word. One day he could speak in a two-word phrase and the next day he couldn't. And then began a pretty severe regression in his speech. Initially, he was diagnosed with childhood apraxia of speech, and then 6 months later, ADHD, and then another 6 months later came the autism diagnosis. Getting each one of those diagnoses was tough. It's hard to hear when someone tells you your child isn't going to follow the same path as their same age peers, but each time it kind of helped answer questions and things we were seeing in our son. But it wasn't until about 6 months after the autism diagnosis that I really began to see our path with him was going to look way different than my friend's path with their children that were the same age. And it hit me pretty hard. So one day, just out of the blue, I ended all friendships with friends that had children my son's same age that didn't have autism. That was pretty much all of them because I didn't know anyone else who had a child with autism at the time. And my husband was like, why did you do that? These are your friends. You love these people. And I told him, I said, it's just too hard right now. It's putting me in a negative headspace to hear all the things their children are doing that my son can't do. And I need to be able to focus on what he can do in a positive mindset. But I knew that was probably not an emotionally healthy thing for me to do. It wasn't emotionally healthy for me to stay in the friendships, but it also wasn't emotionally healthy for me to end friendships with people whose kids didn't have autism. I mean, that's just not realistic. So I sought therapy, and I talk about this in the book. And in therapy, I learned a lot. One of the things I learned was the therapist is like, these are your friends. This is your support system, which you need, and you just cut it off. Everyone needs a support system. You had a great one, and you got rid of it. And I realized that made perfect sense. Those people were part of my support system, and I basically cut them off. But she also taught me a lot of coping mechanisms and helped me come to peace with my child's diagnosis. I can't change it, and I never want him to feel broken, and I need to accept and love him for who he is while I help him overcome his challenges. So after about 6 months of therapy, I felt really good, and I rekindled those friendships, but I realized I needed to take a systematic approach at building a support system. I needed a structure, and I like doing things on my own, but I realized this is bigger than me. My son deserves a huge amount of people around him, all with one goal in mind, to help him be his best. And first off, I got to take care of me to do that. So I began this systematic approach of building a support system, and it worked. So once I did that and I saw how great it was working for me, I decided to share it on the Big Abilities blog, and I had started the blog and the podcast around the same time. So October 26, 2018, I wrote a blog that basically became the outline of the book I wrote. It was a short version of what I did and how I built my support system. And after I wrote it, I thought, well, it does list out the areas that everyone needs in their support system, but it's pretty bare bones. It doesn't really give how to do what I did. It just kind of says, this is what you should do. So I had this concept kind of getting bigger in my head. I needed to share this information with people, but the blog post just wasn't enough meat. So then, July 10th, 2019, I recorded a podcast episode where I kind of expanded upon the areas of your support system. And in that podcast, I included what I called at the time a 3-week Build Your Village challenge. Later, my youngest daughter told me it looked like homework. She loves any opportunity to give mom critique, but she was right. So if you listen to that podcast, and I am going to drop a link to it in the show notes, I do mention there is a 3-week Build Your Village challenge that you can download, but I have since removed that download. I took that 3-week challenge and kind of redid it for this book, and it's now the 21-day Build Your Village challenge, which still is 3 weeks. So anyway, back to the podcast. So I expanded a little bit on the blog post and the podcast, and still felt there was more I needed to share, more than what was just in the blog and just in the podcast. And it kept just building in my brain into something bigger. Well, one day I was listening to an episode of The Chalene Show. I am a podcast junkie. I probably subscribe to about 20, and I really listen to most of them. But one of my favorite ones is The Chalene Show. Chalene Johnson is a lifestyle just expert and marketing expert, and I really learn a lot from listening to her show. She has 2 podcasts, The Chalene Show and Build Your Tribe. I highly recommend them both, especially if you are a wannabe entrepreneur or an entrepreneur. She has a ton of information, everything from social media to marketing to how to organize your closet. I mean, it's all there. So one morning as I'm getting ready for the day, because that's one of the times that I listen to a podcast, is when I'm putting on my makeup in the morning. And the podcast for the day was How to Write an Ebook. And I listened to that episode probably in August of this year, August of 2019. What Chalene said that really impacted me, and I think this will probably inspire a lot of you as well. She said, everyone has a book in them. Every person listening to this, you have solved a problem. There's a solution that you have come up with to a problem that you had that you could share with others to help them solve the same problem. And I thought, that's me. I solved this problem for myself of feeling overwhelmed and undersupported, built myself a support system, and I need to write a book to share it with others. But not only does she inspire you in this episode to figure out what it is that you can share to serve others in your ebook, she tells you how to write the book. I took a little of a different approach because I went through Amazon and wrote my book in the Kindle format, but there are so many different ways you can do this. I will link that episode because I bet someone listening to this right now just thought, you know what? I solved a problem for myself in this particular area. Maybe it has to do with how you parent your child with autism. Maybe it has to do with how you navigate the educational system and IEPs. Who knows what it is? But someone listening to this probably has solved a problem, and you could share your problem-solving strategy in an ebook and help serve others. So highly recommend you listen to that episode. So when I heard that, I'm like, this is what I have to do. So then the blog and the podcast both kind of became the outline, and I did a lot of research in every different area that I break down that you need in your village. And during the writing of this book, my village got even stronger. As a matter of fact, I just got off the phone before jumping on here to record this with a nonprofit organization that I'm going to be partnering with for another project down the road. So that's the why I wrote the book. Now the what of the book. What is inside this book? Inside It Takes a Village, I highlight 7 different areas that you need in your village, or at least that I needed in mine, and I break down what each of those areas looks like, how to strengthen them, and at the end of each chapter, there is my top tips, and there's a section for you to do a little journaling. So you just grab a notebook and jot some things down because you're going to use those things later. At the end of the book, there's a place for you to click on a link. We're going to then download a PDF, which is the 21-day Build Your Village Challenge. I explain in the book how to do the challenge. When you download the PDF, there are instructions there as well. These are the exact steps, the exact ones that I took to build my own support system. And it worked for me. And I know it can work for you. You are going to come out of this with a great feeling of support. Even if you only strengthen one area of your village, it will be worth it. Now, the 21-day Build Your Village Challenge, I wrote it as 21 days, but after I've put this thing together, I feel like for some of you, that's going to be great. You'll be able to take this thing, 21 days, done. But for a lot of you, even maybe me, We might need longer than that. So I'm thinking about taking the Build Your Village Challenge from 21 days and stretching that out to like a 10-week course where we really dive in deep into each of these particular areas of your village. So if you're interested in doing that with me, please let me know. So I think I'm going to go over to the Big Abilities Facebook group and create a poll, and I may even put it on my website as well, to see who is interested in doing this as a longer, maybe 8 to 10 week course instead of just a 21-day crunch challenge. One of the nonprofits I was talking to, again, right before this podcast, I was speaking to her about that and talking to her about how if I structured this course, I could pull people on, say through Facebook and do Facebook Lives, different people from different nonprofits, and they can discuss with us the services and resources they have to offer, the special needs that we have as parents and that our children have as children with developmental disabilities. So I'm really thinking long and hard about that. That probably will be coming because when I get an idea, I can't stop until it's done. I'm really excited to share this book with you. It is a way for me to help serve you, and I know that you need it. I'm certain there are people listening to this right now that feel like they have nobody. They feel they're on their own and they're overwhelmed. It is demanding parenting our kids. I love my son to death and I am now in a place of acceptance and peace with his diagnosis. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't change him if I could. But that doesn't mean at the end of the day, I am not totally exhausted. I mean, just wiped out because it takes a lot. And I'm smiling as I say that because it is an exhaustion of joy. It is nonetheless an exhaustion. And before I wrap this up, I wanted to also say that the original purpose of me starting the Big Abilities blog and podcast was to focus on strengths. And I don't just mean the strengths of your child, the strengths of you. You have strengths as a parent that maybe aren't being tapped into because you're so overwhelmed you can't find them. When you build your support system, you are going to find your strength. And there are people out there that want to help you. They just don't know what you need, and they may not even know that you need help. I think about when people go through a crisis and friends rally around them. What do all the friends and family members say? They say, if you need anything, let me know. And they wouldn't say that if they didn't mean it. But how many people, when someone tells you that, actually take them up on that offer? You actually give them a call and say, you know, I really need you to pick my son up from school today, or I really need to meet with you for coffee and just to talk. How many people take someone up on that offer? That is what this book is going to challenge you to do. It is going to challenge you to take people up on their offer, the people that want to help you, and I'm going to help you find those people. They're out there. I am one of those people. You can email me anytime. I am part of your support system, and I want to serve you, and I hope that this book is really going to help open your eyes to the possibilities that you have in building your support system. And the more supported you are as a parent, the more supportive of your child you can be. It is a win-win for everybody. Please let me know how this book helps change your life. And I really know that it will. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening today to the Big Abilities Podcast. I hope you learned something, and remember, you got this.